Nenana Mayor Josh Verhagen says he and a couple of city employees got to work around 3 a.m. Monday so they could finish plowing snow from city streets before the regular workday began. He said in an interview later in the day that it's a good thing they got there early because they discovered an overhead door in the city's water treatment plant had been left open overnight, during which the temperature had plunged to 36 below zero.
It's a miracle that we happened to be early to see it this morning, because most days we wouldn't be in until around 8 o'clock. So it could have been a whole lot worse.
Verhagen suspects the mechanism that opens and closes the overhead door had malfunctioned because they tried to close it again Monday morning, but it kept reopening. And he said he didn't have a lot of time to investigate further because pipes in the facility were bursting and water was spraying, and he had to inform residents that they won't have water when they get up.
We needed to let everybody know because people were going to be waking up and trying to use their water.
Verhagen says he posted a notice on the city's Facebook pages that said, quote, "The rest of the snow plowing will have to wait. Huge emergency at the water plant. Burst pipes, including the main." He told people on the system to not use water and to keep their circulation pumps running and their heat traces on while repairs were underway. And he put the word out for anyone who could to meet at the water treatment plant to lend a hand. Before long, more than a dozen area residents had gathered at the water plant, and they got right to work.
Thankfully, we had our water treatment operator here and a couple other experts who knew what needed to be done and how to bypass the right things and what all the valves did, because, I mean, literally, it's like a maze of pipes.
At about the same time, Verhagen says he started getting calls from other local residents and officials, like Fire Chief Joe Furness and Nenana Native Association Tribal Administrator Jessica Shaw, both of whom offered to help distribute drinking water. Offers of help also came in from the Tanana Chiefs Conference, Representative Mike Kronk, the district's legislator, and even an aide in Senator Lisa Murkowski's office.
People really pulled together, and even without having to be asked.
Verhagen says the volunteers worked through the day patching the leaks, rerouting pipes, and fabricating workarounds. And by the end of the afternoon, water was flowing again. He says more work will be required, and until the system is fully restored, residents will have to boil their water before they drink it or cook with it. And the mayor says he hopes an overhead door repairman from Fairbanks will be in today to fix the problem that caused the whole ordeal. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.